Alexander Manly's notorious editorial was actually a response to a speech by white feminist, later the first U.S. female senator, Rebecca Latimer Felton.
Mrs. Felton begins well, for she admits that education will better protect the girls on the farm from the assaulter. This we admit, and it should not be confined to the whites any more than to the colored girls.
Felton had told a public meeting months before,
"When there is not enough religion in the pulpit to organize a crusade against sin, nor justice in the courthouse to promptly punish crime, nor manhood enough in the nation to put a sheltering arm about innocence and virtue, if it needs lynching to protect women's dearest possessions from the ravening human beasts, then I say lynch 1,000 times a week if necessary."
More than just rape or racial purity, Mrs. Felton's speech was also about political power.
"So long as your politics takes the colored man into your embraces on election day to control the vote, and so long as the politicians use liquor to befuddle his understanding and make him think he is a brother and a man when they propose to defeat the opposition by honey smuggling him at the polls, and so long as he is made familiar with their dirty tricks in politics, so long will lynchings prevail, because the causes of it grow and increase."
The papers are filled often with reports of rapes of white women and the subsequent lynching of the alleged rapist. The editors pour forth volleys of aspersions against all Negroes because of the few who may be guilty. If the papers and speakers of the other race would condemn the commission of crime because it is a crime, and try not to make it appear that the Negroes were the only criminals, they would find their strongest allies in the intelligent Negroes themselves, and together the whites and blacks would root the evil out of both races. Mrs. Felton must begin at the fountainhead if she wishes to purify the stream. Teach your men purity. Let virtue be something more than an excuse for them to intimidate and torture a helpless people. Tell your men that it is no worse for a black man to be intimate with a white woman than for a white man to be intimate with a colored woman. You set yourselves down as a lot of carping hypocrites. In fact, you cry aloud for the virtue of your women while you seek to destroy the morality of ours. Don't think ever that your women will remain pure while you are debauching ours. You sow the seed, the harvest will come in due time.